Good afternoon. Excited about the start of the 2013 season for us against the Tennessee Titans. Actually, preparation has already begun. We had a very productive day here at the Southside facility yesterday. Had a bonus type day introducing some core things regarding our plan, introducing our guys to the matchups, the significant matchups that could be important in terms of determining the outcome of the game. We also made some roster moves. I'd like to outline a few of them. Acquired Mesko, the punter from New England. He's a high pedigree guy, a guy that was highly regarded out of Michigan, I think a fifth round pick. He's a long guy. He's a left footer. He's no stranger to the elements, having kicked in New England in the professional ranks in the University of Michigan in college. And he's an Ohio native. All those things were attractive to us. We're excited about getting him into the fold and him being a reason why we're successful here this weekend and beyond. We also picked up a special teams guy in Blake from Jacksonville, who has upside as a defender, has got great speed, but really has earned his keep to this point in the NFL as a quality special teams player, made some quality plays for those guys down there last year. We'll continue to compare the bottom side of our roster versus the field, like all teams do this time of year. You like to think that it'd get off in a fluid manner, in terms of the 53, but that's just not the reality in today's NFL. There are a lot of quality players out there. We're in the process of evaluating them, and actually yesterday acquired a couple of them. Also on that front, yesterday we voted for and elected our captains for the 2013 season, men that I think will represent us well. But obviously beyond these four men, we've got some high-quality leaders, and I expect leadership from all of those that understand what we're doing here and are capable. The captains being Ben and Brett Kiesel, Ryan Clark's a first-timer, along with Marquise Pouncey. Happy for and proud of those men and look forward to watching those guys lead us into battle this year. Now, on to the Titans, really. If you look at them, I'll start offensively. Locker, their quarterback, he's a third-year man, first-rounder. He's been with them for that length of time. We didn't see him last year. He's a talented guy. He has tremendous arm strength. He's got great mobility. He's got escapability. He's good at movement in the pocket. He's also good in terms of some of the design misdirections that's associated with the passing game, bootlegs and otherwise. But he can create as the pocket deteriorates. He can buy time. He also can do it with his legs. He's proven that already in the preseason. And, of course, last year it was a significant part of some of the things that they did, particularly in third down. You got to be ready for design quarterback runs and things of that nature. I'd imagine that they've worked some on the read option stuff that's in vogue in today's NFL, because he definitely has the skill set to do so. The running game obviously starts with Chris Johnson. He's one of the best in the business and has been for a number of years. We've had our battles with him. You know, the thing about stopping him, you know, a lot is talked about his speed, and believe me, he's as fast as anybody in football at any level. But his lateral quickness and burst, I think, added to that, is what makes him extremely dangerous. He's very patient. He's got good vision. He can cut back. You know, he's a D-to-D type player, as we call it in the business. He's capable of putting the ball anywhere and does. You know, we got our hands full there. Every time the ball snaps, we got to be prepared to get 11 guys to the ball in an effort to stop him. They've added Sean Green from the Jets to supplement him. And this is a physical downhill runner, a guy that appears to be comfortable in the role that they prescribed for him and already showing signs of the type of complement that they need to Chris Johnson. So we're familiar with him, but not familiar with him in this setting. If you look at the offensive line, they got a veteran tackle group that's been around a number of years. They're not new to us, but the guard tandem is. Chance Warmack, of course, is a first-rounder out of Alabama, All-American. Highly regarded guard, and Andy Levitre from the Buffalo Bills is a guy that they picked up in free agency that's a really good professional football player, has proven that. At the tight end position, they've added Walker in free agency. Solid guy both in the run and the pass, really prides himself in terms of finishing in the run game from a blocking standpoint, plays with good natural leverage. We better be prepared to deal with him. And in the receiving corps, they have a talented bunch. Nate Washington, of course, we're familiar with from a number of years ago. He's put together a nice career down there. He's one receiver. Kenny Britt was a big former first round out of Rutgers at the other one. He's a tough guy to get on the ground. He's big, he's strong, he's 6'3", 225. He runs like it once he gets the ball. He's got a strong, stiff arm. We better be close to him when he gets it in order to increase our chances of getting him on the ground consistently. Former first rounder from Baylor at right is another wide receiver, and they got a talented young rookie out of Tennessee named Justin Hunter, who's also creates some size issue matchups. He's a 6'4 guy with great speed who's also a great leaper, and got to respect what he's capable of in that regard. You can't talk about their offensive weapons without talking about Baronis, their kicker. He's one of the most accurate guys in the history of the NFL. He's always a big-time asset to them in that regard. Defensively, we'll start up front. They're a four-down group. They play a lot of people. They play with great motors. They get multiple people to the ball. The most impressive guy to me from preseason tape has been Casey, their third or fourth-year man out of Southern Cal. Man, he is disruptive. He penetrates. He creates mayhem in the backfield in the run game. He's ball aware and is doing good things in terms of rushing the passer in the passing game. Really appears to be a really good player. He's supplemented by some guys, Sammy Hill, they picked up in free agency. Mike Martin is a rotational interior player along with Klug. On the outside is Derek Morgan. He's the guy that leads the charge for that group. At the linebacker group, Akeem Ayers has been in the program for a number of years out of UCLA. He's an all-down and all-situation linebacker. He's good on his feet and in coverage. He's also good in terms of rushing, whether it's in the interior or off the edge. He has a unique skill set in that he can do a lot of things for them defensively, and they ask him to. Probably the biggest acquisition for him defensively is Bernard Pollard at the strong safety position. We know what kind of player he is. He's a quality player, but he's also the type of player that infuses the certain type of enthusiasm into a defense that I think is helpful to any group. He plays with a great demeanor. He plays with passion. He appears to be a natural leader. I expect that group is going to follow him from that standpoint. But they got some other known commodities back there. McCourty, Michael Griffin, of course, has been back there probably 70 years or so. Of course, in the special teams game, they got a good core group. Former Pittsburgh Steeler Pat Bailey is a good player in their coverage units. Reynard is their dual threat return man. He had three returns last year, I think two punt returns and a kickoff return. We got to be rock solid there. That's going to be the story for us over the course of this season, talking about top quality return men. We get started with one that's extremely hot and had a great season last year. Those things and others are a lot of reasons for us to be excited and focused in terms of how we work. I'm excited about pushing toward game day with this group. Along those lines, I'll talk about some injury notes. Will Johnson is nursing a hamstring. He is participating partially. He did so yesterday. He'll continue to do so. We'll leave the light on for him and kind of make a determination regarding his availability at the latter part of the week. I think that's appropriate. Jarvis Jones, same thing. He participated yesterday. He's feeling good. We'll see where he is at the end of the week. Heath Miller did individual drills yesterday, pulling him off a pup. We'll keep a close eye on him. I think not only in terms of what he does, but how his body responds to it is going to be an indicator of his readiness. We'll monitor that day to day, but he did work in a partial capacity yesterday to kind of get started in that regard. Isaac Redman's got a clean bill of health and ready to go. Le'Veon Bell is out of his boot and starting some activity. He probably could be characterized as out this week. Not necessarily from a health standpoint, but young guys like him have got to practice in order to be able to participate. At the very best, he'd be a partial participant this week. So we're going to prepare those others that are closer to health with better experience in terms of helping us win the game this weekend. Matt Spaeth, of course, is still out. But all other nagging injuries or bumps and bruises are very positive. So we look forward to having a great practice to start a fundamental week tomorrow. Be happy to address any questions.
Mike, does Mesko hold? Do you plan to use him in that role? And if so, do you have any concerns about very little preparation time with Sweezum?
He does hold. He has held in New England. Their guy has been one of the most consistent guys in the NFL during the time period that he was there. I'm not overly concerned about it. Sean Sweezum is not a high-maintenance kicker from that standpoint. I think he's already had three holders in a short period of time that he's been here, but due to instability at our punting position. So, you know, we're going to work at it this week. Obviously, we're going to give this his due diligence, but not something that's overly worrisome. Mesko is a professional, and that's one of the reasons why we acquired him.
Mike, Marshall McFadden and Brian Roll ran primarily with the second team during the preseason. Did something happen in the last preseason game that caused them to lose their roster spot, or was that was there something else going on?
No, I wouldn't characterize those guys as running with the second team, to be honest with you. You know, we mixed and matched a lot of people. We rolled a pool of about five inside linebackers that were working. You know, sometimes we want to see them with twos. Sometimes, of course, if you don't, you see them with threes. That really wasn't an indication of their position.
Mike, with Le'Veon Bell out and Redmond having a clear bill of health, will he be your starter?
He will.
He will, and we know what Isaac is capable of. He's answered the bell for us in the past, and we expect him to do it in a big way moving forward, starting this weekend.
Coach, any locks at this point for the kick and punt return?
Yes, we're going to start the kickoff return with Lerod Stevens-Howling, and, of course, Jarvis Jones will also be back there with him. And in the punt return game, we'll have Antonio Brown and Marcus Wheaton.
Have you thought about rotation at running back? Will you spell him with Jones or?
Yeah, obviously we're gonna spell Isaac. We haven't detailed the rotation or the nature of the rotation at this point, but obviously we're gonna have some guys in uniform that we believe are capable of helping us, that have a unique skill set. Lerod Stevens-Howling has proven that he's a capable back for us situationally. He did some third down things in the Carolina game, and obviously we're continuing to get to know Felix. We like his natural run instincts. We're going to continue to work those guys this week and sharpen that up as we get closer to game time.
Hey, Mike, John Dwyer led your team in rushing last year and got the bulk of the playing time in the preseason. You decided to release him. Was there something beyond football that led to his release?
No, really it was about what we thought the other guys could give us. Obviously we drafted and acquired Le'Veon Bell in the second round, and he has that type of pedigree. Isaac Redmond has done some nice things situationally for us, short yards and goal line. Lerod Stevens-Howling has some really consistent hands and showed some third down capabilities. And Felix Jones, first round pedigree, and quickly proved that he can do some positive things in terms of running the football and placing the ball where it's supposed to go. So we base our decisions based on what we see and what guys do, and we like the guys that we kept, and really our focus is on those guys.
Mike, you mentioned the other two acquisitions. Cody Wallace is a guy you signed. Was it his ability to play center that was the difference of bringing him in?
Really, it's the chief reason why he's here. He's a known commodity from a professional football standpoint in terms of snapping the ball. He's also guard capable, but this is a guy who's a three-year starter at Texas A&M as a center and has been in the league and on several different teams in that capacity. He's a sharp guy. He's got good quickness. We believe he's going to be a positive asset to our group.
Mike, the team went 0-4 in the preseason, obviously. The games necessarily don't matter if you win or lose, but now they do. Do you expect to see any sort of change in the preparation?
Not in terms of the preparation. I like our preparation. Obviously, preseason is preseason. I'm not going to delve too much into that. It'll be irrelevant in about 4 days. We are focused on what it is going to be required for us to do to win this weekend. We're going to take a business-like approach to it like we did in the preseason.
Mike, do you expect to see a similar scheme defensively? Do you think that Greg Williams has an influence on what they're going to do, or have they changed a bit?
You know, I'm sure they didn't hire Greg Williams to hold cards. You know, so I've looked at the old New Orleans game from a few years ago. They had some good pressure packages and some success, particularly in third down in that game on us. Greg Williams is Greg Williams. You know, everybody in this business knows what he's capable of, knows what he brings to a defense, the mentality that he brings, the schematics that he brings. But Jerry Gray is also an experienced and capable coordinator. To be honest with you, we're preparing ourselves to work against both of those men, and those guys have worked together in the past, so I'm sure it's not anything that's uncomfortable for them in any way. We got to be on our toes. They're going to be a formidable group to deal with.
Mike, could you talk about the depth along your D-line?
Sure. You know, we feel very good about Cam Haywood. I think he's had a very good preseason and in training camp. We're going to feature him in some sub-package football. You'll see him out there in the game. He's going to play in the manner in which he's played in the past. He's going to get a number of snaps. Al Woods is a guy that we think is continually evolving and has really done some nice things, not only at end, but he's also worked at nose. And Fangupo is a guy that we're excited about. At the nose guard position, is shown to be very strong and stout, and has got a unique motor for his body type in terms of hustling and running to the football and showing range. We're excited about that group.
Mike, both Redmond and Kiesel spoke yesterday about for instance, the Tennessee game last year, one of the games that was an opportunity lost in the sense that you were a close game against a team that didn't eventually make the playoffs. At any point during this offseason, did you either anecdotally or formally have exchanges with some of your players about seizing the memories of those games and kind of using that as motivation this year?
Not really. You know, it'd be a disrespectful to them to characterize that game as one that got away. They beat us, just like everybody else that beat us. We don't live in the past, to be honest with you. We learn from it. We understand that it's part of the fuel moving forward. But we've had enough things in 13 to talk about issues regarding this group and its development and the challenges that await us. I'm sure those guys were just responding potentially to questions in that regard. I believe that this group is one that's singularly focused, and rightfully so, on the things that it needs to be, and that's the challenges of 2013 and specifically the Tennessee Titans this week.
Was the preseason enough for the younger guys to get that experience under the lights, or do you still kind of have to?
No, it wasn't, but we're out of opportunities. You know, sometimes you can't get enough looks at young guys, and they can't get enough snaps and experience. That's why the sense of urgency regarding the work that they do get is very important. But, you know, that's in our rear view now. It's now and never, ready or not, and I'm sure those guys are excited about having an opportunity to contribute to us.
Like, as of today, who's your starter at tight end, and what does that position look like behind the starter for Sunday?
You know, much like we've done through the majority of the preseason, specifically the third preseason game, that's going to be a committee-oriented group based on their skill sets. I think that's an appropriate way to do it. You know, we have Calvin Beecham, who's an offensive tackle that's capable in that area. David Johnson continues to work his way back. And like the direction in which he's moving. And obviously, David Polson has distinguished himself through the preseason in the passing game. I'm sure you're going to see all of those guys and then some. We also like Mike Palmer. Mike Palmer's a guy with NFL experience and got on a moving train, if you will, in terms of when he came to us, but really quickly proved that he's an NFL-capable guy and made NFL-quality plays throughout the preseason.
You said you wouldn't get Bell ready just to be a partial participant, but would you get Heath Miller ready to just be a partial participant?
You know, really, it's just going to be determined by how he responds to the work that we give him. Like I said earlier, he worked yesterday. We'll continue to work him and see how his body responds to that work and let that be our guide as we make the decision later in the week.
Mike, do you plan on rotating your outside linebackers? You have Worlds, Woodley, and Jones.
Jones is going to play.
Yes. How about at safety now that Troy is kind of getting up there a little?
No, we're going to stay with those guys.
No, DeMarco a little extra?
No, they're going to play a little team, though.
So. Does World start? Right?
Yes.
Mike, with the IR designate opening up at 4 today, can you talk about your approach to that and whether Matt Spaeth is a candidate to go on that?
Spaeth is an option there, yes.
Does Troy look as good as he's looked in a few years?
He's had a good preseason. I really don't compare him to in the past. I really just look at their readiness relative to what we need him to be right now. And, man, he fits the bill. It's been a good preseason and training camp for him.
Does Woodley look to be a different player than he was last year?
He doesn't. You know, when healthy, he's a force. And, obviously, he wasn't healthy a lot last year. He has been to this point, so I like what I see.
Mike, you're coming off an 8-8 season and 0-4 preseason. Obviously, first team was limited in terms of sample size in the preseason, but where do you feel on your team you've improved from where you were as an 8-8 team last year?
You know, I think that's going to be determined once we step into the stadium. I'm not in the business of measuring it or comparing it. I'm in the business of getting this team ready to play a football game and excited about doing so with the group of guys that we're working with this year. Again, I'm not into all the comparisons and so forth. That's not how on my priority list. What is how on my priority list is preparing these guys to beat the Tennessee Titans.